as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be shamed.
Good morning, Ronnie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Erin.
Hi, good morning.
The Take Back the Night is the inspiration for this event, which was started in 1975. It's been going on worldwide for about 35 years, and it started because women felt all around the world anxiety about walking alone at night due to crime. And this is a way to feel empowered to take back the streets for the safety of all.
And those events does happen with marches with candlelights, yes?
Yes, they occurred with a candlelight and a walk. We are not going to do the walk this time. We're going to postpone that due to the climate of elections right now, and it could be interpreted as a political event, which it's not. It's an event for empowerment of women and men to feel safe on the streets.
Irene, what inspired you to start this project or march or meditation, whatever it's gonna be?
This year I had somehow I've been overwhelmed by a wave of friends and people, and just people that I met in the cafe or people that come to my classes, and I've been overwhelmed by a wave of stories about attacks in the streets in Auroville and around Auroville, and I start to feel like a climate of fear, especially in the women. And somehow something in me woke up and say, how this can happen, and why this is happening, and is it right? And now each time we just do a little travel, even to meet a friend in the forest, that even in the afternoon I have to be so scared and I have to be ready to be attacked. So somehow something in me wanted to say why we don't talk about it and why we don't say that loudly, say why this is happening. And the point that made me really like maybe step into action was the report of a friend of mine that was coming to my dance classes that was very traumatized and touched because maybe around January, beginning of January, he has been attacked with a friend. They were in a motorbike at night nearby Solitude, where they were volunteer, and he has been given a hit with a stick on his head, or a stick with some metal bar in his head, and his friend stolen by some Indian people. And so I was just receiving like the experience of this young, nice guy that was traumatized, and so somehow something in me moved and say, okay, we maybe have to do something about it. And I came then across to Women Task Forces and get to know all the work that have been done around this topic already since.
Have you been attacked by yourself?
No, I've been lucky, never harassed, never attacked.
And have you been connected with the movement of Take Back the Night before?
Not especially.
So where did you hear about it?
In fact, the idea, I start to talk about the topic and say how it is possible and whatever, just talking with friends. And then I heard that Krupa, an Indian lady that now she's working with child care protection in Tamarai, she was thinking of organizing a march, and those. So she came from New York, and she had like the experience. She went in this march event, and then we get together through a friend, and we start to think about what we can do. Maybe a march would be a symbolic act to first of all speak out and just highlight this, that this is happening here also. And that's how then the movement starts, and then we get connected and got the support and collaboration with Women Task Forces, and also through an article in News and Notes about like 1 month ago, we gather other people that wanted to collaborate to this event.
How many women were attacked last year?
I don't know. There are
reported cases.
Reported cases. There are probably a few reported every month, maybe anywhere from 2 to 5, but it doesn't represent all that happen, because most of the time women don't want to report it. They due to trauma or shame or just the inconvenience of reporting. So it's hard to really know how many happen, but we hear about people who are multiple times attacked sexually or physically on the roads.
We got a new service, yes, of volunteers working in couples patrolling over the night. Have you been talking to them? What are their reports about the security, or what are their observations on the roads?
They just started a few months ago, and we haven't talked to them yet about their experiences, but they will be at the event and share their experiences. And the event will be gathering a meditation, and then there will be performances and talks, including the Oroville Safety Volunteers will share their experience.
How the city reacted on the postings about the march?
Well, there was some concern about the idea of a march, the Human Rights March, and it was interpreted that it might be seen as a political event, which is something that in Oroville we want to get away from political activities, but this was not a political event, and we had to clarify that, that it was a walk, a meditative walk, and the walk itself is symbolic of reclaiming the streets for safety. It's part of what Take Back the Night is. And due to the elections and the lack of time to discuss the issue more, we decided to postpone the walk and change it into a gathering, and also the event following the walk, following the meditation. Oroville Council and Working Committee are the main representatives of Oroville itself, and we appreciate their feedback. Elections was not something that we had taken into view, and you know, we would like to build bridges and work with the working groups and community to improve dialogue and, you know, continue working on this issue. It's not a plan to blame anybody or find fault. The idea is to break the silence, for people to dialogue together about this issue, and bring a creative expression of a wish for safety and harmony within the community.
How the event will look like?
Saturday, 2nd of April at 5:15 is the meeting. So the event will look like gather everyone at the entrance of visitor center and have their guided meditation. We will be supported by the Svaram group that will bring their beautiful instruments and offer resonances to our silence. And then after the meditation, we will invite everyone to reach the stage area. And in the stage area of visitor center, we will have talks mainly by women task forces, and also they've been invited. For example, Meenakshi will attend. Meenakshi, she will have a talk and also read some poetry, and there is many people attending that we invited personally that can give a feedback on the topic. So, and this would be like intermixed with performances. So maybe a song, there will be like an Indian singer with Carnatic singing, and there will be Jesse will intervene. I invited him to give a voice of a man about this topic. And yeah, there will be some poetry reading and little performances with few women. And so somehow I would say that the topic is very big and is very wide and is spread all over the world about equality of genders and respect and harmony. And somehow I would like, I wanted to point the situation in Auroville, but somehow it is just spread about what is a feminine principle and how this feminine principle is present today in the earth. And it is respected, it is recognized, and there is harmony. So it's a bit a call and wanting to put light on that subject.
Do you have any idea why the acts of violence against women increased last year?
We can't say exactly that it increased because for a long time it hasn't been reported so much. We've been trying to work at people talking about what happens to them to bring it out in the open, and that has been happening more as more women are talking about it, and even men. Then there's a movement to share it in the news and notes and to discuss it more. I guess there has been an increase, and it's hard to say the reasons for why it would increase.
My feeling is that means I'm here since 4 years, and my experience, personal experience, that I heard sometime cases, but this year, I had really like a wave of just report from friends. And so my perception also of the space changed very much, because I've been never in fear to go in a path in a forest, but now I heard so many things happening this year that it's quite scary somehow, and it's very alarming that this is taking so much place. And somehow I wouldn't say the word allowed, but this is happening without much noise. It means, the noise of people that just are victims. And it's a very soft noise, I would say.
Do you have any reports from the Tamil women?
I think that often among Tamil women, it is not spoken about. It's sometimes women are blamed because it happens to them, or they feel ashamed, they feel scared. So definitely there have been reports, and And what we hear is that it happens quite a lot within the villages, but we don't always get the reports. And from our members who are of the Women's Safety Task Force, who are Tamil, they say it definitely happens a lot within the community.
Do you have any idea maybe how we could cure or prevent all this aggression against women and also others?
My first feeling is that concerning the situation of Auroville, so really the safety of those streets, I think there must be more presence to that. So it means I think that once the thing is really confirmed and affirmed, maybe there is already a first step for a change, that maybe would be more attention on security duty and how this is done and if it is very efficient or not. I think that is all questioning that should be put under the table and under the light with humility and honesty, because my feeling and all that I'm receiving also from Indian people, that it's a so much widespread problem in Indian society. So there is for sure, the first thing that come to me, it's education. It's to offer other option to their eyes, to their minds, to see that maybe it's possible. There are other option of relating to each other. So education in the school, and I have a strong feeling also that the presence of Auroville and the relationship of Auroville with villages it's fundamental for the harmony of this place, and villages are part of Auroville. So maybe, I don't know if in future this can be like maybe a thought and reflection about, maybe we can go in these schools and offer our support, educational support, especially about this matter, because it's very harsh and very deep and very painful.
No love will save the day. Harold, what your mother said, reading the books your father read, trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you, others take a different view. My, oh my.
Okay, we live in a neighborhood with Tamil people, and actually we do live in India, in Tamil Nadu states, which got its own laws and the ways how they do the things. But do we in Auroville have any legal powers or authority to act for ourselves?
There's a difference between the laws and how one is treated when one has a case against them. So all the laws of India apply to Auroville and to the residents of Auroville, whether they're from India or from abroad. The level of respect and acceptance of women when they have a case against them, that's another issue. We have to work with the law enforcement authorities as well as various bodies working with these issues to bring more gender sensitivity and awareness of the issues facing women. And that's why they have police stations that are only staffed by women police, because of the need for sensitivity of issues affecting women.
On the other side, is there any work going with the Tamil men and women through the Auroville Health Service?
Yeah, this is something that we really need to do from Auroville Health Service and all those working in the villages, is to address the issue of gender violence, gender domination, overall violence within the community, because I think a lot of these issues are spilling over into Auroville, and we can't ignore what's happening in the villages because they intertwined with our life here. And so we're feeling some of that with the violence that's occurring on the roads. And we do have health education in the schools. We're very busy with our projects within Auroville, and we don't, unfortunately, have so much time or funding to do work in the villages within Auroville Health Services. Other projects are doing work in the villages. But we really need more respect and emphasis on the work that is being done in the villages.
Was there any conversation or discussion or any interaction with the panchayats or villages about the issue?
Well, last year, Women's Safety Task Force wanted to put up a banner about stopping violence against women, and that it's a legal punishable offense. The panchayat president was fully supportive of us putting the banner and also wanted us to put the banner in other places. So in that respect, there's a lot of support that this is something that shouldn't happen. This is not part of the culture, but in reality it does happen.
You've been quite successful with the banners, at least, or something else?
We did put up the banners to improve awareness about the issue within the wider community as part of our awareness campaign. And there was some criticism or feedback by some members of the community about how the depiction of the images and the location. So the banners were helpful in highlighting the issues, and now we've changed the images to something that's more acceptable to a larger community. But that's not the point of the banner, and so we don't want to take away the focus of the real issue, which is on sexual aggression. So we changed it so that people are focusing on the point of the message.
The message of sexual aggression, it's not allowed.
It's not allowed.
That's a message, huh?
Yes.
When But listen as your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds, trying to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears, go ahead, release your fears. My, oh my.
Any other thought?
Somehow I feel that with that issue we are dealing with very intense energies that are part of this field, yeah. And my wish is that there is enough, I would say even connection to light and courage and hope to be able to stand and to say no to what is happening. And I say that first of all to all Aruvillian and to all the people that had the chance and the fortune in their life to know something different than death, and maybe can show a different path to people that doesn't have the chance to have experience in their own life. So I would rather embrace this matter, embrace all the people, embrace all the violence in a compassionate way, and try to see if we can give light and transformation rather than separation and fight.
Did you invite also the village women?
I had a great aspiration of that, and then somehow in the reality it's been a bit not very easy to connect to existing group, or I don't know, I felt that it was my wish, but somehow it was not so easy to gather and connect to these Tamil already existing groups of women. But apparently some of them, they will be present, they've been invited anyway, and I'm very happy that this lady Meenakshi will be present, and apparently she has a lot of experience in that, and she already told me so many things about just Indian reality, and I'd be very happy to have a feedback of someone also that has been active in the Indian society, and so maybe she will give a feedback of what, and maybe she will also bring some people. And so I just feel that the Tamil community is the one to be addressed in a loving way somehow.
So all the talks and everything is going to be translated in Tamil simultaneously?
We have a translator, and if in this day we will maybe, I think, inquire about the public that is present, and if would be needed, we have a translator. It's the wish of sharing that experience with residents of this place.
Yeah. Any other thoughts? Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miriam.
Thanks, Miriam.
And maybe an invitation to everyone to come on Saturday, to people that has been touched by this topic, or maybe not, and with the wish that we can gather thoughts and feedback and energy and hope and light. And so that's the wish of the meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Together.